Hey, Sean, you were into that thing, weren't you? All right, God is awesome, and we're going to spend some time together. Find my little thing here. Okay, everybody, turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. It's right at the end of your Bible, right towards the end. 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. I wish you would. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise, guys. Give him some praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. We love you. We worship you, Lord. So last week, we worked on the women folk for a little bit there. Or we let the Holy Spirit do its thing. And that was a tough one, man. That was a really hard sermon to do. But when we're doing a verse-by-verse study, we don't want to skip anything. And there's a reason why everything's in the Bible. Amen? But what's unique is the Lord God, in his infinite wisdom, gave the ladies 6 verses. And then, when it gets to the men, there's 1 verse. Now, that doesn't mean by any stretch of the imagination that men have their act together. Not at all. But I think it just really shows how smart our God is. All in favor of the fact that our God is like really, really smart? Yeah. I mean, it's this one verse for the men, but it is super, super condensed. There's so much stuff in there that us men can grow on, and that if we follow, we're going to be a blessing to our mates. Amen? So we're going to jump into that. Let me read. This. As far as I know, this is the first sermon that I've ever done where the main verse was just one verse. That's not the only verse we're going to talk about today, Lord willing, but the main verse is just one simple verse. And there is just so much for us, guys, in this verse. So, ladies, just pray for us, men, because you know we don't like learning new stuff. Okay, 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing this morning. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this service, Lord, that what needs to be said is going to be said, Lord, and that we will receive it and we will walk in it and we will be blessed for it, Lord. We love you and praise you. And thank you for your anointing in this house, Lord. Thank you for the amazing things that you're doing in our bodies right now, that you're doing in our minds right now. You know, the Lord wants to set some of us free, some crazy mind stuff. It's crazy mind battles. Just give it to the Lord right now. If you're dealing with discouragement, depression, despair, anxiety, just give it to the Lord right now. Give it to him right now. Thank you, Father God. Cast all your what? Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Just give it all to Jesus right now because the Lord is moving amongst us right now and he wants to do some awesome things. So just let him be that blessing to you. Just receive that blessing that he has for you. Amen? Okay, Father God, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so are you guys ready to get into this? Okay, let me enjoy some of this delicious spring water from Bruton. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, likewise, husbands, live with your wives. King James Version will say, dwell with your wives. But you know what this means? It's not just talking about being under the same roof with your mate or being in the same car with them. But this is talking about an investment, doing life together. Hey, ma'am, a big thing, man. This is what God is telling men. Hey, it's not just about working the 9 to 5, coming home, expecting food on the table, and throwing a fit if there's not food on the table waiting for you. Okay, God has blessed you with this awesome, awesome woman. Amen? Yeah. Give our guys, give our women a round of applause this morning. Wow. Well, we are super, super blessed, man, by these ladies, man. You know what I mean? And God says, listen, spend life with them. Make a home with them. Invest in these wonderful, awesome creations that we have been blessed with. Amen? Amen. So, you know, my yard, Rachel worked really hard on it there for several years back in the old day. And it was really, really pretty. And I was in there the other day out in the front yard, and I was thinking, man, you know, this yard sure is nasty. And it's there's not a lot of grass anymore, and the plants are either overgrown or died and stuff, and the trees are just my front yard, there's a lot of work that could be done with it. But, you know, that's the thing, is I can make that an awesome yard. Did y'all know that? If I invested in that yard, I could have a yard like Bobby Jean Joyner's. If I spent some time in that and did some hard work, man, I could have a beautiful yard like the Joneses, man. But what does it take? It takes time, man. It takes effort. That's the point that God is getting at right here in this verse, man. Okay, you are blessed with this woman right here, okay? Do life with her. Make a home with her. Invest in her. Spend time with this woman. There's a this guy named Malcolm Gladwell. He's a secular author, and he wrote this book called Outliers. A lot of people agree with it, a lot of people disagree with it, but he brings an interesting point to light. He talks about the rule or the law of 10,000 hours. And one of his main examples that he uses was the Beatles, the band the Beatles, not the little creatures, but the Beatles, okay? Now, for better or for worse, if you like them or you don't like them, the Beatles changed the world. They're part of our popular culture, all that. They'll be around for a long, long time. Okay, they changed a lot of stuff. Now, the Beatles, way, way before they ever got on the national scene, way before they ever got on the, what was that show they were on over here? The Big Ed Sullivan Show. Before my mom, anybody saw them on Ed Sullivan, you know what I mean? They were playing 8 days a week, man. Not the song, but they were working really, 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 really hard, man, in these little nasty bars, man, in Germany and England, playing their hearts out, working on their trade. You know what I mean? It took time. It took a big time investment before they could get to that place. That's what Malcolm Gladwell brings out. He says, before you ever see somebody doing the thing that makes you go like, man, I wish I could be like that. Before you ever see somebody like that, they have invested so much time and blood, sweat, and tears and hard work into that. So guys, you know, instead of looking at everybody else's wife saying, man, they got a really good marriage going on, man. It looks like they don't fight or nothing. You know what? Yeah, here's the deal, man. Somebody's invested into that. Someone's put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, because you don't just wake up with a perfect marriage. Amen. I mean, the honeymoon's kind of cool and kind of fun, but then it gets scary real fast. Matter of fact, me and Rachel Jean, we went on our honeymoon. It was awesome, and we were gone for like a week, and we get back to town. I think we're in town like 48 hours before we went on another honeymoon, because it's not like I was rich or anything, but it was like when I started looking at reality and stuff and how everything was supposed to work, I was like, oh, man, I think I need another vacation. I don't know how this is going to happen. So, man, and our folks were real worried about us, man. Because we just called them from Disney World again. Like, hey, we're back in Disney World. What? Like, yeah, we just wanted to have a vacation. You've been married for 3 days, man. Anyways, what God is saying, man, invest in this relationship. This is the most precious relationship outside of your relationship with God that you will ever have. Amen? Likewise, husbands, dwell or live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Okay, everybody, look at Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Guys, you agree with that? Let's be truth. It doesn't say anything about mother-in-laws. We're talking about our wives right here. Oh, mother-in-laws are a blessing from the Lord as well. Iron sharpens iron, my friends. God makes his man in the furnace of affliction. No, I'm playing. God is good. Tell the truth. Amen. Okay, let's get back on track here. Proverbs 18 and verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen? Amen. And obtains favor from the Lord. Guys, this is what we got to understand right here. That woman in your life, that is a gift from God. That is your blessing from the Lord. Amen? You ladies should be like, amen, and me like crazy. Amen. Now, you are our blessings, amen? Our gift from God. And don't, guys, don't let anything get between you and your blessing. I wish I would have known that when I was a young married guy. I wish I would have really understood how precious this woman was in my life. Amen. Instead of running off with the guys at any chance I got, I wish I really would have early on invested that time in my precious wife. Amen. But see, we can turn over a leaf right now, guys. Amen. And if you're not married right now, this is just good learning for us to get together. Amen. But see, guys, man, we have a problem with putting our wives on a shelf, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. They are the biggest, most bestest blessing in our lives. Amen? And we should not let anything get in between that. Amen? I can back that up. Mark 10 and verse 9. What therefore God has joined together. You understand this is a blessing from God, a gift from God. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. You see that? We have a tendency to let things come between our relationships. Guys and girls, we both will do that, man. We'll let Satan drive wedges in between us, man, and it makes everything difficult. And God says, man, don't let anything come between you guys except a relationship with me. Amen? Can I get a witness? All right, let's go to the next slide. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives, do life with them, spend time with them, invest in them in an understanding way. Now, this is a cool little phrase right here. If you dig a little deeper, in an understanding way translates to, let me look here so I don't misquote it. Dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Get to know your mate. Isn't that cool? Isn't that, if we would really follow this, man, we would have some awesome, amazing relationships. This is hard work, though, man. When I was reading this, I was like, man, this is tough. I thought I was going to have an easy week right here. Just one little verse. But, man, you dig into this, man. This is God saying, hey, this right here can change your relationship with your mate right here. If you live life with them, if you build a home with them, if you invest in them, amen, and you get to know them, get to really, really know them, know their heart, know what they like, know what they don't like. I've been with this woman, Rachel Jeannie, for, man, a long, long time. 21, 22 years, something like that. And to this day, I'm still, she'll be like, you didn't know that about me? You didn't know that? And I'm like, oh, no, I guess I didn't. You know, and that's not a bad thing, but the more we get to know each other, there's that big time blessing, man. There's women want you to be interested in them. Amen? Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's like book learning stuff right there. So listen, so when we spend time with our mates, one thing we are to do is to observe them. Amen? To get to know them. Okay, so like we should really have like our doctorate in our wives, man. Our bachelor's degree in our wife, our master's degree in our wife. We should know everything about these women. Amen? That's what the verse is saying right there. Get to know these women. Get to know everything about them. Have some understanding about who this woman is. This is your gift from God. Amen? Are y'all with me? Okay, Ephesians 5 and verse 25. Let's read that one together. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Isn't that good? So how did Jesus love us? How does Jesus love us? He has that sacrificial love. Amen? Jesus didn't go around making a bunch of demands, did he? But he showed us how to live. Matter of fact, Jesus didn't tell his disciples to wash his feet, did he? Jesus washed their feet. And then he said, likewise, you guys do this to one another. Amen. So, men, we would be so much better off if we would love our women the way that Christ loves the church and put their needs, find out about what's going on, what they need, and put their needs before our needs. Amen. That sounds like some good preaching, man. I don't know how many of us are going to do it, but we need to do it. Amen? Because this is the key right here, man. This verse right here is the most concentrated teaching for men on how they're supposed to be a husband. In the Bible, in the Word of God, right here. And this could really change everything. Amen?
Amen.
Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman. Wow. This is really, really cool for you ladies right here.
Yeah.
You know, this is really some really, really hardcore stuff, man. Invest in your wife. Get to know everything about your wife. What she loves, what she hates, what are her hobbies, what's really, really, really is cool in her little world, man. You know what I mean? And also this, man, show honor to them. Now this right here isn't just in private. Now we definitely should do this, you know, in a private setting. Tell your wife how much you appreciate her and stuff like that. But what this is really talking about is verbalizing this in public. Saying, you know, in front of people, man, I sure do love Rachel Jean. Rachel Jean sure does, fill in the blank, you know, all these good things about Rachel Jean. I'm just saying, man, that's what the text is telling you to do. Brag about your wife. Tell people truthful things about how awesome your wife is. Instead of when you get with your buddies talking bad about her or something like that, that's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do. Amen? We're supposed to build each other up. The world is supposed to know that, man, okay, Paul really loves his wife, man.
Amen.
You know what I mean? That's a godly husband is supposed to invest, live with his wife, make a home with his wife, know everything about his wife that he possibly can, get that PhD or that master's degree in understanding your better half. Amen?
Amen.
And honor your better half, man. Brag about her. You know, man, Rachel Jean sure is sweet. She sure is nice. She sure got me that DVD copy of Miami Vice. Word up. Okay. All right. Romans 13 and verse 7. How are we doing on time? All right. Romans 13 and verse 7. Now listen to this. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Okay, we'll talk about that when we get into next year's tax season a little bit. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed. Now listen to this. Honor to whom honor is owed. How many times, man, have I come home from work and just took everything for granted that my better half had done for me? You know what I mean? When the Word of God just said, honor this woman, man. Brag about her. Tell people how great she is, man. Give honor where honor is due. Amen. And I know, man, that is a place that where I've really dropped the ball. Amen?
Amen?
So I'm just publicly telling you guys, I'm not a good husband. But I want to work on it. I'm going to work on it. Amen. Amen. We're all growing. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Amen, amen. Okay, here we go. Amen. All right, beloved. Thank you guys for your concern and compassion. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel. Wow. Now, when I read that weaker vessel part, I was like, man, I really don't want to talk about that. I really don't want to talk about that. You know what I mean? But we don't skip nothing in the Word of God. Now, this does not mean intellectually. We understand that, okay? Right? We are all equal. Amen? We all have different roles, though. Amen? And in general terms, men are physically stronger than women. Okay, we got that. So is everybody cool? No one's going to go slash my tires, right? Because, I mean, we could right here, we got this space. We could have, you know, a boxing match. We could have the guys over here and the women over here, and we'd probably get in a lot of trouble. But guys are generally physically stronger. Or maybe we should just arm wrestle one another. Okay, but we understand what's going on, right? Okay. Well, what in the world? As the weaker vessel, not intellectually, not morally, but for heaven's sake, but physically, women, there's a deep, 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 this sounds like I'm really, really smart, kind of, or really, really trying to act like I'm smart. But I have been married for a long time, but not only that, I've read a lot of books, And I've read this book right here, and I've done a lot of counseling with couples and stuff. Now, here is something that is very, very true. Every woman wants to feel safe around her husband. They want to feel safe. They don't want to feel bullied. They don't want to. The last thing they want to feel in their home or with their husband is fear. You know what I mean? And they want their husband to protect them. Okay, I'm just saying that's how it is. We want to feel protected when we go out. Wherever we're at, you know what I'm saying? That's what this is the point Peter's trying to get drive home right here. Okay, this woman might not be as physically strong as you are, and this is God's little girl, and God has entrusted you with her. So don't try and be a bully to her. Don't try and push your way around. Don't try and freak her out or the kids out. But love on her, respect her, get to know her, and let her feel protected. Amen. You know what I'm saying? That's our job, guys. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? All right. And guys, we are 100% equals with these wonderful ladies. Amen. And I know I repeated that. I'm repeating it now, what I said last week. But I want us to understand that we're not some male chauvinist, idiotic fools right here. Amen. That we are all equal in God's sight. Amen. Amen. Galatians 3 and verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. Neither slave nor free. Amen. Nor is there male and female. Amen. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God that we are Christian people. Amen. And we understand that God loves us all the same. Amen. God doesn't play favorites. God has made us all equal in his sight, but God has given us different roles. And one of those roles as men is to protect our mates. Amen. And not be bullies. Can I get a witness? Amen. We should be willing to do anything to keep them safe. Can I get a witness? Man, and you know, well, I'm not even going to go there. That's not even important. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. See, I'm learning, guys. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Get to know these ladies. Amen. Showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life. Man, that's good right there. Now I'm starting to get excited. See, we are completely equal. Amen. The guy, the husband's not going to get a bigger, fatter portion on the other side of Jordan. You know what I mean? That's not how it works. Amen. God loves us all just the same. Okay, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that this woman that God has blessed you with or will bless you with, amen, is your blessing from God, your gift from God. This is God's little girl. This woman in your life is God's little girl, precious, precious, precious little girl. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Check it out, man. You love your kids all the same. I know that, okay? We love our kids all the same, but there's something special about little girls. You know, I got a little girl, man, and, man, I am so wrapped around this little girl's finger. You know, she, I'll take her to the store. She knows what she's doing, Lord. Lord, she knows what she's doing. She's like, we don't need to get anything today. We don't need nothing. We're just going to get one thing, right, Dad? Yeah, baby, we're just going to get one thing. Just one small thing, right, Dad? Yes, baby, that's all we can afford. We don't want to get in trouble with Mom. We're just going to get one small thing. And we'll go in there, and she'll start grabbing all this stuff. And I'll say, baby, you can only get one of those. And she'll look at me with them eyes and say, please, please, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. She'll say all the right words. I'm like, okay, baby, this is what we have to do. We don't have a lot of money. I need you to cause a distraction, and I'm going to grab this stuff and run out. You meet me behind the bill. Yeah, but little girls are special, man. You know what I mean? Amen. Just something about them. You don't love them any more or less than your male children. But here's God looking down, and he says, I have entrusted you with something that is so precious and valuable to me. Don't you dare take advantage of this situation or act like you're too cool for school and being a bully and trying to get your way. Amen? Can I get a witness? Likewise, husbands, live with your wives and understand. I've got a lot to deal with when I get done preaching. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life. Amen? So that your prayers may not be hindered. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. You know, there's a powerful, powerful relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. And God expects us to be in one accord. God wants us to be in one accord. God wants us to be a prayer team that can do amazing things. Amen? But Satan knows how powerful those prayers are. And besides that, guys, we can be knuckleheads sometimes. Amen? And Satan will use anything he can to try and drive a wedge of discord in between us. Amen? Now, here's the deal. We can't control what the other person is going to do. We can't. Okay? And we don't want to do that. That's manipulation, right? But see, here's the deal. We know as men what we're supposed to do. And women, we know what we're supposed to do as women. Okay? It's right here in the Bible. Okay? So God has called us men to be leaders in the home. All right? So we are meant to lead. And that's a hard thing to do. Amen? But God says, I want you to live that godly life, that godly example in your home. Don't be three different people. Amen? I don't want your prayers to be hindered. I want your prayers to have power. I want them to have a punch. I want your wife to feel safe. I want your kids to respect you and all this good stuff, man. So what you want to do, man, is you want to be obedient to what I just told you. Amen? Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. So, in other words, you can't control what your mate's going to do, but God just told you as a man to invest in your wife. Amen? The grass is always greener, not on the other side, right? The grass is greener where you get out and you work in your own yard. Right? So invest in your wife. Be that godly husband. Honor your wife. Do everything that you can do to have peace in your home where there's not that division, where there's not that strife. And guess what, man? You be obedient to the word and God's going to be able to hear your prayers. Amen? And that's what God wants, man. He wants our prayers. He wants our prayers to have power. Amen? What are you talking about? Psalm 66 and verse 18, right there on your monitor. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Okay, if I decide to go around God's laws, God's rules, do things my way, don't expect God to have my back. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect God to be answering all those prayers when you're like, you want to do it your own way, dude. You're doing everything against me. You're doing what you know is not right. Amen? Line yourself up with my will. Get obedient to my word so there won't be this problem right here so I can start to answer these prayers. Amen? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
All right. All right. I love you guys. All right. All right. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for blessing these folks, Lord. Let us, as men, let us want to be all that you've called us to be, Lord. Let us want to be the sacrificial leader, Lord, that you showed us to be. Let us want to be the person that you want us to be, Lord. And let the women be what you've called us to be. Let us have a spirit of unity, Lord. Let us put our mates first, Lord. We love you and praise you. Your will be done, Lord. Thank you for your protection on all of us. And let us have a wonderful Memorial Day. Let us be able to focus on those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, Lord, for our freedom, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that this is a church that blesses veterans and blesses their families, Lord. We love you and praise you. And your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.